to Sunday Class Dance 143 with Amanda Peer. First broadcast on the nation's station Radio GH on Sunday 19th of November 2023. November the 19th is International Men's Day. Though not recognised by the UN, it is a global awareness day for many issues which men face, including parental alienation, abuse, homelessness, suicide and violence. It is also an occasion to celebrate boys' and men's lives, achievements and contributions, in particular to nation, union, society, community, family, marriage and childcare. Boston Two-Step from Da Fustra began with Those Magnificent Men by Ron Goodwin. And then we heard On the Crest of a Wave by Ralph Reeder, which is the scouting gang show song. And finally, Zippity Doodah by Rubel and Gilbert. We have several themes this week. On November the 21st, 1877, Thomas Edison announced his invention of the phonograph, a machine that could record and play sound. And so we will have three dances celebrating this. Our opening jig is Dance to the Music by Holly Boyd from 2015. Ones and twos dance three quarters rights and lefts, and then ones and twos turn left hand on the sides. Right shoulder reels of three on the sides. Three couples advance and retire, circle halfway to the left, advance and retire, circle halfway to the right. The music I have chosen is for the Founder's Jig, dedicated to Daisy Ray and the foundation of Duns and District Branch. Thank you. was Muriel Johnston's band, which included Marian Anderson on accordion, with Daisy Ray of Duns by Muriel Johnston, Janet Stewart and The Empty Bird Box, both by Angus Cameron, and Bressay's Sound by Jimmy Shand. Now a three-couple Strath Bay by Patricia and John Cass, called The Sound Man, in memory of John Hutton, sound engineer and a man of the highest integrity, a sound man in every way. Once turn right hand and cast off to face first corners. 12 bars of modified dance to corners and set, where dancers give a right hand to pass in the centre. Half diagonal rights and lefts twice, then ones dance out through the top and cast off to turn the threes one and a half with the easy hand. This is a set of Strath Bays from the 2003 CD from the Scottish Weekend Ensemble. Those tunes were La Passeggiata and Elaine Wallace Brunken, both by Muriel Johnston, and The Earl of Northampton by Karen Axelrod. And the reel in this celebration of Thomas Edison is Just Face the Music and Dance, devised by John Drury in 2003. An 8x32 bar reel, ones, twos and threes set, chase anti-clockwise halfway, and half turn partner left hand into promenade hold. Three-couple promenade, with threes casting back to place, twos at the top and ones in the centre, to lead up, cross and cast, cross down and cast up to second place. Six hands round and back. My current favourite track from the new Jim Lindsay CD I played last week is track 3, Felicity's Frolic. Lindsay and his band played The Skittery Felty and Ken's Cayley by Michael Philip, The Wizard's Walk by Jay Ungar, and Dragon Racers by Muriel Johnston, who seems to be getting a good outing today. Moving on, Isabel Campbell, who became Mrs. Isabel Stewart, the co-founder of the RSCDS, was born on the 23rd of November 1882, so we will have three dances devised specifically for her. Mrs. Stewart retired to Fishhook, Cape Town, South Africa, in 1955, where she lived a few houses away from where the Cape Town group now dance. This three-couple Strathspey, Mrs. Stewart of Fishhook, was devised by Andrew Hodgson of that group in 2015. All three couples set, half turn and twirl with partner, and then chase a quarter clockwise to lines across, ladies at the top, men at the bottom. Repeat from here to finish 3-2-1 all on opposite sides. While threes and twos dance half right hand across, ones cross right hand, and all set. The last 12 bars are three couple rights and lefts. Another dance without a recording, and this time I have chosen Herself, played by Bobby Brown and the Scottish Accent, as they are three very Scottish tunes. Castles in the Air and the Keel Row are traditional, and The Road to the Isles is by Pipe Major John McLennan. That track was from Grandfather Mountain Gala, the LP from Bobby Brown and the Scottish Accent, recorded in 1986. The best known of the Mrs. Stewart dances is surely Mrs. Stewart's Jig, devised by Franz Lichtmans in 1986 and published by the RSCDS in Book 35, which celebrated her life. The memorable thing in this dance, if you've been taught properly from original instructions, is to step up on 7 and 8, not 3 and 4, which is more customary. First lady, followed by her partner, has tracked around so that they finish in second place, opposite sides facing down. Grand chain, then 2s and 1s, ladies chain. Three couples advance and retire, and ones turn 1.5 to own sides to start again. Lots of recordings for this, but who better than Ewan Galloway from his Grove Collection 1 CD.
Thank you.
Ewan played Captain Charles Stewart's Jig by Malcolm MacDonald, The Dandy Dancer by Jim Johnston, Joan's Jig by Ian MacPhail, and Christy MacLeod by Jim Johnston again. Back in 1973, John Drury devised the 8x through Strathspey Isabel, and the RSCDS Publications Committee, looking for dances to celebrate the Golden Jubilee, used it as the basis for the real Mrs. Stewart of Fashnacloich, which John said always disappointed me. I do not like left shoulder reels of four, and I think that setting should come at the beginning of a phrase rather than the end. My feeling for a long time has been that Mrs. Stewart was never the same woman after she was interfered with by the committee. 50 years on, and the RSCDS have now published John's original dance, Isabel, which he had published himself in his Bankhead Book 5. This means we now have a recording, and it is by Nicol McLaren and the Glen Craig Band.
Thank you.
began and ended with Mrs. Stewart of Inverurie by William Marshall, then two by David South for band members, Isabel Hodgson's Strathbay, and David South's compliments to Nicol McLaren, and then four by Michael Phillip, Mrs. Betty Blake, Bobby Crowe's Strathbay, Kirk Byrne, and Walter Rutherford. Our last section today is going to be all about water. World Toilet Day is an official UN International Observance Day on the 19th of November to inspire action to tackle the global sanitation crisis. Toilets are important because access to a safe functioning toilet has a positive impact on public health, human dignity and personal safety, especially for females. First, we have a five-couple reel, Ni and Don, if my Gaelic is correct, which means cleanse the causeway, devised by Peter Hastings in 1988. It is for a long-wise set, and you change partner by the end of 32 bars. Twos and fours begin by dancing half figure of eight through their nearest end to face first corners, where they set and then set to second corners. Dance a full diagonal reel of four with second corners and finish on opposite sides. All advance and retire, and then four lots of diagonal crossings. Top four on the men's side, right hand with the bottom four on the ladies' side. Then top four on the ladies' side, left hand with the bottom four on the men's side. And repeat. All have a new partner, and those now in second and fourth places turn one and a half right hand to own side, ready to start again. This is a hornpipe selection played by Alistair Hunter and the Lorne Scottish Dance Band. four traditional hornpipes, the Cambridge, Upper Denton, Aldridge's and Waterloo hornpipe. Spark of Water is a two-couple Strathspey with a six-times-through recording by Keith Smith and Muriel Johnston, so I do use it quite often. Once and two circle to the left, then turn partner 1 1/4 times to the centre line. Reel of four, then Petronella out, set and turn right hand into Allemande hold, facing up for a two-couple Allemande.
Thank you.
Those tunes, played by Muriel Johnston and Keith Smith, were all by Muriel. Myra River, Eric's Return to Tina, The Iceberg, and Anne Carter's Fancy. More water now with the three-couple jig Freshwater Bay by Maggie Burns of Sunderland, written on a foul weather day when outdoor pursuits were abandoned during a dancing weekend at Freshwater Bay on the Isle of Wight. One set, cast, and half figure of eight up. Then in promenade hold, ones dance half a reel of three with second corners and half with first corners. Teapots on the sides, then ones cross up and cast, so all are on opposite sides. All the ladies slip step right across the bottom and up the side, as the men slip step left, crossing the set below the ladies and up their side. And the last part of the progression, ones and threes set to each other on the sides and change places with the easy hand. A Cregeliki track is recommended, as several of the band have holiday homes on the Isle of Wight. Cregeliki band, led by Ian Armuir, played Ian's tune Carla's Spicy Pizza, then Kent County Jig by Angus Robichaux, and Miss Judith Robertson of Tame, who is of course Mrs. Ian Muir, by an unknown composer. And for our last dance today, I have chosen the new Waterloo Reel from RSCDS Book 26. Ones and twos dance across the set, ladies between the men, change left on the sides and repeat back to places. Ones cross right, change left with the twos, then turn threes right hand. Three couples advance and retire, then a strange bit to undo the progression. All advance, twos cast, ones half turn right moving up and threes retire. Then ones and twos change places again with a poussette. An old dance with recordings by old bands, but in the end I have chosen the newest of them because of the tune selection. This is Alan Gardner and his band for the RSCDS CD version of Book 26. The lead tune was William Marshall's compliments to Neil Gow. Then the three traditional tunes were Heel and Donald, Glengarry March, and Alistair of the Dun. I hope you've enjoyed the selection today, and if you can spare it, please consider giving towards improving others' lives, whether that is specifically men's charities or sanitation, or generally to tackle the many injustices, hardships and indignities which so many are suffering in our own countries as well as abroad. The music I have chosen to play out is Lullaby for Thomas by David Hall. Without Thomas Edison, we wouldn't be listening to all this wonderful music. So, thanks to Ewan and Andy at Radio GH. Thank you all for tuning in, and join me again next week for another Sunday Class Dance. Bye!